Today is Sunday, the 28th of July, beginning the 17th week of Ordinary Time.
I need the every hour, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like
Salt of the Sound sings, I need thee every hour. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself.
take time to experience this piece of scripture, inviting the Holy Spirit to guide your thoughts. This is one of the most well-known accounts from the Gospel. Picture yourself within the scene. Whether disciple or one of the crowds, amongst all the people who have come to Jesus, why are you here? Notice how Jesus considers the crowd before he speaks with Philip. We have the words. Imagine the tone of the conversation. Frustration. Determination. What is your response to the needs of the crowd? Then another disciple brings the boy, an offering from a least expected source. A generous offer, but surely a drop in the ocean. Have you ever had an experience like this? A gift given or received that is both too much and not enough? In God's hands, in Jesus' hands, it is enough. With gratitude, the food is shared. Feel the texture of the bread and the fish. Simple food, yet satisfying. Sense the change in atmosphere as everyone eats their fill. Reflect on how Jesus sees our need and is able to transform what we have into abundance. What are the loaves and fish you can offer, trusting that God will multiply them? Spend a few moments in prayer. Share your thoughts and feelings with the Lord. Listen for the Lord's response, allowing this to deepen your relationship with him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.